The Old Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year is written in Isaiah chapter 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you do not know either the day or the hour. This is the gospel of our Lord. Our sermon text for today is Matthew 25, 1-13, our gospel lesson. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, are you ready? Are you prepared for Jesus' return if he came back tonight? What if he came back to earth Christmas Eve 2018? Would you be ready for that? What if he doesn't return until after you are dead and buried? Are you ready for that? Readiness is the great theme for this Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year. Jesus taught his disciples to be ready for his return at any time through his parable of the 10 virgins, which is the gospel lesson this Sunday. There are two types of readiness. One type is for things that might happen. For example, there is a possibility that you may die before you reach 70 years and 10. If you want to be ready for that possibility, you need to see an insurance agent for the appropriate type of life insurance. Another example is there is a possibility you might get into an auto accident that causes damage to your property and maybe human well-being. You want to be ready for that possibility? Then go see an auto insurance agent for collision property and liability insurance. The other type of readiness is for things that you know will happen. If you have children, you might know or expect that someday they'll leave the house, go to the military, go get a job, go away to college. Have you prepared your children for the challenges of life on their own or college life? Have you prepared your finances for the same? Whether or not you have children, it is never too early to start saving for retirement, and you know that will happen someday. If you want to be ready for these things, you should see a financial planner, a broker, a banker, whatever, so that your assets are managed to their greatest potential for your stage of life. A wise person is defined by the fact that he thinks about these things and he prepares himself or herself for both the things that will happen, and that's planning, and the things that might happen, which is insurance. A foolish person is ready neither for the things that might happen nor the things that will happen. In Jesus' parable of the 10 virgins, there were 5 wise and 5 foolish young ladies. The 5 wise young ladies knew that the bridegroom was coming to the party, but they knew that he might be late. So they brought extra oil for their lamps as insurance. When he was, after all, delayed, they had enough oil for his late arrival. The foolish young ladies were not prepared, had to go back into town to buy some, and by the time they returned, the wedding party had already arrived and the door was locked. 5 virgins were ready, 5 were not. And so the question that Jesus asks you, are you waiting and ready with the wise, or are you just running around town with the foolish? Readiness comes in other forms too. People who live here in the Bay Area and near the San Andreas Fault You know, it's not that far away, by the way. They know that they need to have supplies ready in the event of a major earthquake. They need to know how to shut off the gas to their house, have supplies of fresh water in case the water is cut off or polluted, have supplies of canned food and other supplies that are vital to life and health. They know that their water heaters need to be bolted into the wall, and they should have battery-powered lights in case the electricity is out. When I was growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area in the 1960s, we were involved in, you might call, an apocalyptic type of readiness. I don't know how many of you grew up around here, but it was kind of on all everybody's mind. The South Bay, where I lived, had extensive research and manufacturing facilities for rockets, aircraft, missiles, satellites, telemetry, and computers. NASA was there testing and building rockets. Lockheed was there with missiles and rockets and spacecraft. IBM was there with some of the key components for military and aerospace computers. The U.S. government was pouring billions of dollars into San Mateo and Santa Clara County for defense and the space effort. And we knew that if a war broke out with the Soviet Union, the place where we lived was one of the first places the Russians were going to bomb. I mean, I would have. I was on their side. Every school child knew the drill. The siren would go off, then we would run inside, huddle under our desks, and wait for the bombs. If it was serious, we knew how to put on a gas mask for ourselves and others. We learned about nuclear fallout in kindergarten. Commercial and public buildings had yellow and black signs, usually over exit doors, indicating the routes to fallout shelters. I haven't seen those recently. I think you all took those down. Some families built fallout shelters in their basements, but guess what? Most of us don't have basements, so that didn't work. But we were ready as anybody could be for nuclear apocalypse. When Jesus returns, it will be more devastating to the earth, its civilizations, and all the people than a nuclear holocaust. It will be, in fact, the end of the world as we know it. Here, in summary, is what we know about the end of the world, and this is from several passages in the New Testament. First, here is Matthew 24:29-31. Quote, "The sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the people of the earth will mourn. And then they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." End of quote. Second, hear this passage from 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. I quote, "The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." End of quote. Third, we hear 1 Corinthians 15:52-53. Quote, "We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall all be changed." End of quote. Finally then, 1 Corinthians 15:23-28. Quote, "Each thing must happen in its own order. First Christ had to be raised as the first fruits from the dead. Second, at his return, those who belong to Christ. Finally, then, will come the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. End of quote. There are many other passages we could look at, but that gives us a good inkling of what will happen when Jesus returns. Now, are you ready for all of that? This is not one of those things that might happen someday. This is something that Christians know that will happen someday. If you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, then you know that he will return, because he promised to do just that, both before and after his resurrection. So are you ready? If you've been baptized, and if you believe the promises of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and if you look to the merits of Jesus, your Savior, for your salvation, then yes, you are ready. You have faith. You are ready to meet your Lord on the last day. May you always rejoice and give thanks to Christ for his salvation until he comes. In Jesus' name, amen.